नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Sutta
Stas
very much frightened.
Very much frightened.
Pasite. When I chastised. Yatabak. Fully controlled of words. Bhaya. Out of fear. Translations of Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada Gita. Translation. The King Puranjana then began to think of his past dealing with his wife. He recalled that his wife would not take her dinner until he had finished his. That she would not take her bath until he had finished his. And that she was always very much attached to him. So much so that if he would sometimes become angry and chastise her, she would simply remain silent and tolerate his misbehavior. Translation responsibly. King Puranjana then began to think of his past dealing with his wife.
King Puranjana then began to think of his past dealing with his wife.
He recalled that his wife would not take her dinner until he had finished his. That she would not take her bath until he had finished his. And that she was always very much attached to him.
So much so that if he would
sometime become angry
and
chastise her,
she
would simply remain silent and tolerate his misbehavior. A wife is always supposed to be submissive to her husband. Submission, mild behavior, and subservience are qualities in a wife which makes a husband very thoughtful of her. For family life, it is very good for a husband to be attached to his wife, but it is not very good for spiritual advancement. Thus, Krishna consciousness must be established in every home. If a husband and a wife are very much attached to one another in Krishna consciousness, they will both benefit because Krishna is the center of their existence. Otherwise, if a husband is too much attached to his wife, he becomes a woman in his next life. The woman, being overly attached to her husband, becomes a man in the next life. Of course, it is an advantage for a woman to become a man, but it is not an advantage for a man to become a woman. Om Ajnana Tirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurudulita Nena Sasmaya Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vande Ham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Sri Rupam Sagadatam Sahagana Arunatam Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Arunatam Sri Sahagana Vitantam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Mandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchani Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Krishadhanushate Devi Nanamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpaturu Bhishcha Kupasam Devusha Kutitana Pavane Vyo Vaishnavi Vyo Namunama Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasani Gaurangi Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So, we continue to hear this wonderful narration. That is the narration of the teachings by Narada Muni to the Pachin Valley. Pratinvara Shakya. And he's narrating the story of King Puranjana, this allegorical story. Puranjana, of course, represents the living entity, that's us. So thus far, Narad Muni has, at the Puranjana, he's come to the stage of his life, he's old. Just about to leave his body. Everything is failing. The life air, the bodily organs, everything is failing now. Now he's in the deathbed. In this particular sloka, the king Puranjana is now just simply thinking of the past dealings that was between him and his wife, children, so on and so forth. So in this particular verse, he is thinking about his wife, how she would eat when he finishes eating, she would only take bath when he finished. She would be very submissive wife. So he's now very much attached to wife. So this whole chapter, what's the name of the chapter? King Puranjana becomes a woman. Why would that be? Yes. Now he's so much in the past, so much absorbed, so much thoughts. As Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, yam yam vapi smaram bhavam tajayante yulimaram, means whatever things you remember at the time of death, you are to attain similar body. So what's the Puranjana is thinking now about? Woman. So now next life, we will read the consummation, the subsequent verses, that how he becomes a woman. So in purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about the qualities of a lady, a woman, a chaste lady's qualities. Before that, we must understand we are in the body, either in the male or female body, because of karma. Because our activities and desire from the past, we get body accordingly. So ultimately, neither we are a woman, neither a man. We are a spiritual being, as Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, right? However, when we take a body, either in the male body or a female body, we have certain responsibilities. There are certain guidelines they give. How we act, how we behave, what are the different qualities one should have, that's what it is. So, and in the body of a female or the body of a woman, there are great personalities who have performed their role so perfectly, they are even entitled to actually go back to God. If the role is carried out in such a perfect way, then they are actually entitled to even go back to Godhead, or even promoted to the heavenly planets. There are so many personalities, like chaste personalities, like Draupadi, Gandhari, Kunti. Historically, we see so many personalities. Gandhari is called, when she found out that she was marrying a blind husband, what did she do? She also blind person. Why should I be better than my husband? So therefore she blindfolded for her the rest of her life. So like that, so many. Draupadi, Kunti, Gandhari, Mandodari, Anasuya, Mother Sita, Ahilya, these are all the great personalities, and historically they are depicted in our scriptures as a great chaste woman. Somebody to follow. So I'm not an expert in the subject matter, however, in our scriptures there's plenty of information given. So it is always safe for a speaker to speak on what the great personalities have already spoken. So in this context of being what is the qualities and different behavior of the chaste wife, Narada Muni, as we hear in this, Narada Muni also instructing the Virginia Varisha, Narada Muni also gives an instruction to Maharaj Yudhisthira in the same similar topic of being householder, being what's the duty of a, what's the qualities, what are the different symptoms of a chaste wife. So in Maharaj Yudhisthira is inquiring from Narada Muni when Narada Muni visited him after the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 11, Narada Muni gives some principles of a chaste wife, as Prabhupada mentioned, gives a whole book on the same topic. So in the Canto 7, Chapter 11, Text 25, Narada Muni gives four principles for a chaste woman. To render a service to a husband. Tat shushusha. To be always favorably disposed towards the husband. Anukula. The two qualities. Principles. Third, tat bandhusu anugrite. She should be equally well disposed towards husband's relatives and friends. Nitya tat vrata dharma. She should be follow the vows of her husband always. So four principles. What are they? Render service to husband, favorably disposed, equally disposed with the relatives and friends, and follow the vows of husband. If a husband is a devotee, naturally she will also follow husband. So that's what it means. When you say follow the husband or follow the whatever the vow of husband means, husband is a devotee and wife follows. Now, Narada Muni also gives how a chaste wife behaves. He gives 10 different ways she behaves. Number one, the chaste wife must dress nicely and decorate herself with a golden ornament for the pleasure of husband. She's always dressed nicely, be clean. Always wearing a clean and attractive garments. She should sweep and clean the household with water and liquids so that entire house is always pure and clean. Cleanliness. Dress nicely, clean. Clean the household, clean.
No coronavirus.
Sorry?
No coronavirus.
No coronavirus, yes. Keep it clean. No coronavirus, that's correct. Number four, she should always collect the house of paternity and keep the house always aromatic and with incense and flowers. Again, suci, clean, keep it clean and make it nice or aromatic. Number five, must be ready to execute the desire of husband. Number six, being modest or humble, humility. Number seven, be truthful. Speaking a true word, not being deceitful. Control her senses. Controlling her senses. And speaking of sweet words. And number 10. The chaste woman should always engage in the service of her husband with love according to time and circumstances. This is not only giving, it is the 10 different ways it can be. She behaves so that the household becomes a pleasant atmosphere, pleasant to carry out the duties, to carry out the devotional service, raising children. It all becomes a pleasant experience, a pleasant circumstances. And Narayana gives a seven qualities of a woman in the same chapter, in text number 28. A chaste woman should not be greedy. Alo-rupa means should not be greedy, chaste woman. Satisfied in all circumstances, santusta. It's not that she's always demanding so and so. Whatever is by the providence of karma, whatever the times are, the is there, she is satisfied. She must be very expert in how performing household duties, daksha. So not being greedy, being satisfied with what she has, whatever is there, an expert in household affairs. Number 4, she should speak pleasingly and truthfully. The word, when we speak, when we conversate, what has to be? Truthful and pleasing, not harsh words. She should speak pleasingly and truthful. That's the fourth one. She should be very careful. The word is used apramatta. Pramatta means madness, completely crazy. Apramatta is completely opposite. She should be very careful. Number 7, always clean and pure, suci. Again, so much cleanliness, so much emphasis is given, cleanliness, keeping it nice, nice and clean. Number 7, thus the chaste woman should engage with affection in the service of a husband who is not fallen. He's given a condition there, not only a physical condition, who is not fallen. Apatitam. Fallen means that he is not practicing, or he is not being chaste, or it's just not behaving properly. She should, as long as husband is in a good path behaving, she should follow her husband. This is not merely, it's not merely. It's repeating obviously. So these are some of the qualities that Narayana gives as for how a chaste woman should behave and what is the quality, what are the different things you should behave and do, some activities. The woman who engages in the service of her husband follows strictly the footsteps of a goddess of fortune, surely returns home back to Godhead. This is in text number 29. With her devotee husband and lives very happily in Vaikuntha planet. So it's a reward for doing, for behaving, for serving. That is the reward is what Narayana is giving us. That they both return back home back to Godhead, go to spiritual world. Wonderful reward, isn't it? Now, as we mentioned, there is personalities like Draupadi. I just want to narrate one small instance. That's the in Mahabharata it is explained, it is given. When the Pandavas were in the forest, Lord Krishna and Satyabhama are visiting them. Just check how they are, how they're doing. Because they are in the forest, there must be difficulties. So Lord Krishna, just to give them some encouragement, so he visits Pandavas along with Satyabhama. So in that meeting, there is a conversation between a Draupadi and Satyabhama that is mentioned. Now, Satyabhama is Lord Krishna's wife. She is always seeking and looking forward how she can always improve her service to her husband. Who is Satyabhama's husband?
Lord Krishna.
Lord Krishna, personality of Godhead. So she is always anxious to know how to serve her husband. So in that meeting, knowing the fact Draupadi is in very difficult circumstances in the forest, without the palace, without the servants, without anything, yet she is able to look after and please these five husbands. So what's the secret? She's asking. She asks, Satyavan asks, Draupadi, I know that you are able to rule your husbands who are as strong and handsome as the chief gods, but why are they so obedient to you and never upset by you? Please explain what you are doing so I may get Krishna to always obey me also. So who's asking?
Satyabhama.
Who's she asking to?
Draupadi.
Yes. Just trying to keep you awake. Here's the reply. Queen Draupadi replies, the eternal virtue of her woman is based on her concern for her husband. The husband is the wife's god or master or her shelter. Truly she has no other refuge. Why then should she hurt her husband even in the slightest degree? Whether I am sleeping, eating or ornamenting myself, I never act against the will of my husband. Always directed by them, I never speak badly about my mother-in-law.
Very important.
Very important, isn't it? Super important. So Draupadi is here saying, giving us a hint for us, for our modern ladies, that never speak badly about mother-in-law. In other words, your husband's family is also as important. It is important because now she has come from her family into this family, her husband's family. It's in her interest to keep them all happy. That makes it pleasant. So they are asked a question. Is that all? He's saying, is that all? Draupadi replied, no. There are also other things, such as the way I act towards my exalted husbands. For example, I lay aside my vanity or pride. So see, he's humble. Restrain my desire and anger. Always wait on them and their other wives with devotion. Remember the Draupadi also had, the Pandavas also have other wives as well. I control my jealousy. It's common things that takes place between them. So I control my jealousy with love in my heart, without feeling I'm humiliated with work I do. I serve my husbands. I'm afraid to say that what is wicked or untrue, or to look or sit or walk improperly. or glance at them in a way that reveals the feeling of my heart. In my my heart is not disposed with any other male. She's so faithful, she's not disposed to any other male. Be he a human, celestials, Gandharva, young, ornamented, wealthy, or handsome. So she is now saying that doesn't matter, now I'm married, my husband is the one. Any other person who it's she's not attached. I never bathe, eat, or sleep till my husband's and our servants have. So she eats only after her husband's eat, and then even she feeds the servants. Look at the compassion. Whenever my husband returned from the field, woods or town, I immediately get up and offer them my respect by providing them with water and seat to sit. I am always busy serving my husbands and I never desire to be away from them. When my husband have leave home to visit some relatives, I don't wear any kinds of flower or scented paste or practice, and I practice austerity. So when she's dressing herself in the presence of her husband, but when her husband's away, she's keeping herself simple, austere. Whatever my husband don't drink, I don't drink, eat or enjoy. I also don't always seek the good of my husband and always wear ornaments to follow their instructions or his instruction. There's quite a long list, so I won't go through it quite a bit. So that is the conversation, that is the Draupadi is giving. What is the secret that he pleases the husband? She is now with five husbands, and Satyabhama is also wanting to. She's giving that so the secret of being a chaste wife. Now there is a husband to this wife. We heard the list of what about the husbands. Is there any rules for them as well? Husband also has to be. It's a role. They have a wife has a role, and husband has a role. So for a husband, this is from Mahabharata Adiparva, chapter 74, text 50 and 51. No man, even in anger, should never do anything that is disagreeable to his wife. This is Mahabharata. For happiness, joy, virtue, and everything depends on a wife. Men happy?
Happy wife, happy life.
Happy wife, happy life. Yes, one said correctly. Yes, you're right. Even Mahabharata is saying the same thing. Yeah? Virtue and everything depends on the wife. Wife is a sacred soil in which the husband is born again. Every man has a mother. Mother is a woman. Yes? So it says, even the rishis cannot create men without women. So, man has our role, so this is the greatness of the woman. So, I mean, I was also doing a little research on this. There is some points, I found some reference. That was in our ISKCON Grihastha manual or Grihastha ministry has published some guidelines for our congregational and congregation and devotion, Grihastha devotees. This is some of the things they have mentioned about how a husband should behave or what are some of the things. So a natural quality of a real Vaishnava husband is to understand how much his wife is helping him in a devotional service, protecting him from Maya. And there will be a true appreciation and gratitude. So husband has to be express the gratitude and the appreciation towards wife. According to the Vedic wisdom, a good wife is a great asset for materially and spiritually. Yes. When she is materially happy, she creates atmosphere and there's a whole pleasant household. And when all this, as we heard from past, that if everything is treated nicely, then we go back home, back to God. So materially, spiritually, they are an asset.
Nice prasadam.
Nice prasadam, yes. Nice prasadam, that's a nice asset, yes. So the responsibility of a husband is marriage between husband and wife means the husband should be responsible for wife's well-being and protecting all cases. And the husband should be nicely trained in Vedic or devotional activities, so he gives a assistance or trains also wife if required. Now, as a famous quote from Rishabhdev, in 5th canto, chapter 5, text 18. Now, it said, we should not become what? Guru Nasasya. First is, we should not become a spiritual master, Guru. Guru Nasasya, Sujana Nasasya. Swajana means a caregiver or the relatives who is looking after somebody, a dependent. You should not become a guru or a caregiver. Pita, father. Janani, mother. Devam, or worshipful demigods. Pati, husband. If namochet ya samupeta mrityu, if these different role or different personalities cannot deliver the dependence from the cycle of birth and death. Guru na sasyat, tan sujana na sasyat, pita na sasyat, janani na sasyat, daivam na sasyat, na patista sasyat, na mochayat ya samupeta Peta mrityum. If we can, with those, so all those roles, guru, pita, mother, father, demigods, caregivers, so on and so forth, if they cannot deliver their dependence, then they should not become. It's a great responsibility. Either become a husband or a wife or guru and so on and so forth. It's a responsibility. So, everything that his husband should consider is for the service of the Lord. It belongs to Krishna. Similarly, the wife is also wife, children, wealth, everything, property, everything is Krishna and utilized. So again, Krishna is in the center of household life. And having and husband should have humility, tolerance, and understanding are the important attributes of performing as a husband. Now, again in Mahabharata, Bhishma Dev is giving instruction to Maharaj Yudhishthira. After the battlefield, Yudhishthira Maharaj went to Bhishma Dev while he was in the bed of arrows, just about to leave. He was waiting for a right moment to leave. During that time, Yudhishthira Maharaj goes to ask Bhishma Dev his instructions on different subject matters, like how to rule the kingdom. What is the duty of a man, or what is the duty of a woman, or the duty of a different sthiti dharma, so on and so forth. So in that one, Bhishma Dev is giving an instance. It is a very important for every single woman must be given a love, adorn and honor. And the Sanskrit says that where the woman is honored, even the demigods are pleased. A home in which the woman is not honored, all acts become fruitless. This is Bhishma Dev giving the instruction. Similarly, we have another instance that the Chanakya Niti gives us how we should look at, this Matrava Paradarashu, how the men should look at other women as, besides the wife, Matrivat, as you would give a respect, as you look at as your mother. Matrivat paradareshu paradrabhyani lostrabhat. He's just giving just hints on how the men should look the other women as matrivat, or like mother. And others wept as lostrabhat, means as you see a garbage in the street. So others wept, one should look at as, as you see, as it is rubbish. And how you should treat others. Atmavat sarva bhuteshu. You should treat as you would like to be treated to others. Yapasati sa pandita. Those who behave this, they are known as wise person or pandita. So you look at other women as you look at his mother, and others well as rubbish. And how will you treat others? As you would like to treat yourself, you should be treating others. This is Chanakya. And in this one, Srila Prabhupada, from early days, he's instructed his disciples to address ladies as
mothers.
Matajis, or mothers. This is Prabhupada's guidelines, so that's given there. So, so, again, both husband and wife have a role to play. They have different responsibility, they have different ways. So, now in this same context, Yudhishthira is also asking Narayana, because the topic is now Grihastha, husband and wife, Grihastha life. So just Yudhishthira is asking Narayana a question. Oh my Lord, oh great sis, kindly explain how we should be, how we are staying at home without knowledge of a goal of life may also easily attain liberation according to the instruction of Veda. Means, as a householder, how we should behave, what should we do? Narada Muni responds. Two things he mentions. Narada Muni replied, my dear king, those who stay at home as householder must act according to earn their livelihood. And instead of trying to enjoy the result of their work themselves, they should offer the results to Krishna or Vasudeva. How to satisfy Vasudeva? in this life can be perfectly understood through the association of the great devotees. So what is the principle of household life? Narada Muni is saying is you have to learn. Grihastha has to learn, you have to pay the bills, you have to pay mortgage, you have to pay loans, so on and so forth. But the result is offered to Krishna. And in that last line, what did Narada Muni say?
Don't attach to the result.
No, he said they understand through the association of great devotees. So satsang, association is very important. She is emphasizing that point. Yes. You can serve Krishna, you can understand everything, but you need to have a group the directions or the association of the sanctioned personalities in order to do that, in order to be encouraged to do that.
Bird
of the same feather stick together, as John says.
Also, if you want to fly like an eagle, don't hang around with the turkey.
Correct. Now, here's another instruction that gives the importance of association. A grihastha must associate again and again with saintly persons. And with great respect, he must hear the nectar of the activities of Lord Krishna and his incarnation as activities described in Srimad Bhagavatam and other Puranas. Thus, he should gradually become detached from the affection of a wife, children, exactly like a man awakening from a dream. So what does the good association do? According to Sloka?
Detachment.
Detachment from? Material life, which is household stuff, you know, home, children, wife, and so on and so forth. So that's the power of the good association of this association of the sainted personalities, is that eventually, as Nagamani gives example, just like you're dreaming. So all the whatever you have is you have 100 years of life. In that 100 years of life, you've been working hard and everything, so forth. But what is the. It's like it's just a dream. It's a very short period of time. You had wife, children, wealth, home, so forth. Now I'm saying it's just have to give up as it's like a dream. Because at the end of the day, when a person dies, mrityu sarva has chaham. At the end of the life, everything remains here, nothing goes. So some of the basic things that I was just reading the manuals that's put up by the LGBC. Some of the things they mentioned, they give some of the guidelines of what we as a practicing devotee should do. So it's one of the things is rising early in the morning and taking a bath, greeting and worshipping the deities, chanting the prescribed number of rounds, worshipping Tulsi Devi and the deities, of course, hearing, reading daily the scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam and Srimad Bhagavad Gita, offering everything we eat, offered to Krishna first in honor to Krishna. And serve the Vaishnavas and Brahmanas. Performing charity in the mode of goodness. So Grihasthas, one of the responsibility, and one of the things we should be doing is giving charity. Charity to our. And with the charity in the mode of goodness means that we don't give a charity to a person who's going to, you know, if we give the charity, if we give money, for example, to a drunk person who's addicted to drugs or some
alcohol,
that is not a highest, it's not a mode of goodness, it's a mode of ignorance. You're trying to help the person, but he's going to misuse it. So the recommendation is to give in the charity in the month of the goodness, where the donation or the gift that's given is going to give lives to the correct service. Perform sacrifices. The best sacrifice for us is Sankirtan Yajna, chanting the holy name. Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva. Kevalam, Kalo Naste, Vanaste, Bhagavati Anyatha. That is the recommended Yajna for householders, for everybody for that matter. Household may be a householder, may be a sannyasi, may be a vanaprasthi, for everybody. For this age is Harinama Eva Kevalam. Nothing else. Such is the thing. So time's up, so just hear any questions or comments or corrections.
Yes, one comment. As you said, A, B, C, D, all five things. Association, reading proper books, chanting the holy name, deity worship.
Yes, as Mahatmaji says,
Guru Parashtra.
A is for association. B for?
Reading books.
C for?
Chanting
the holy name.
Deity worship.
A, B, C, D, after my efforts. A, B, C, D, E, what's E?
E is Mathura.
Eating prasad. Yes, very nice, yes. We must do our A, B, C, D's.
But Guru Parashtra is very important.
Guru Parashtra is very important, yes, very nice. Very, thank you. Yes, Krishna.
In the Nityananda Trayodashi's class, Manmohan Prabhu said that when Lord picked her on the left, his father was like Dashrath. So then, did he also leave his body?
So the question from the little Krishna is that on Nityananda Trayodashi he heard in the lecture that when Lord Nityananda was asked by a Brahmana, visiting Brahmana or Sadhu, that to give his son to go travel with him. And the father of Lord Nityananda, Rai Panditra, yes, did he feel the same separation as Dasarath Maharaj? And did he also die? Question is, he did not die. Definitely he felt the same separation as Lord Ram being away. He definitely felt that, but he did not die. And he stayed, remained, of course, in separation. And, yes.
Why getting birth to a woman is not disadvantaged?
So the question is, why taking birth as a body of woman is
disadvantage?
I don't think so. There's anywhere mentioned disadvantage as such. It's advantages. It has a role. If the role is, as we call, like we heard, if the role of a woman carries out as prescribed, as should be, then how is it disadvantaged?
For a woman getting a birth in the next life, a man is a good thing, but for a man to get a birth in the next life as a woman is a lot of good.
Either way, it's either taking birth as a man has got a man has its advantages as well as this one. There are disadvantages, being a man also disadvantages. That applies to ladies also. It's not really in disadvantages. As long as the lady performs how you're supposed to perform the duties and carry out, and there is no disadvantage. But there could be some, but I'm not really familiar with it.
And they say wife has to be expert in doing things like that. So what if she's not expert?
So the wife has to be expert. What if the wife is not expert? Well, it depends that you cannot be expert in every subject matter, but there will be some expertise, at least to perform a basic and the chores of the household. Generally, you know, when the female body is taking birth, you know, she sees the mother, this whole training for mother and the relatives and everything is given to the basic chores of the house. So the word expert means being expert in the looking after the households. It's not being expert in the subject matter of biology or science or airplane or technology or computer. That is not what that expertise is referring to. The expertise being referred here is that the how she is able to dharma prata or follows the religious principles of a husband or performs a devotional service, keeps the house clean, keeps the household happy, you know, well behaved with mother-in-law, so on. So like that. So this is just a basic chores. That in that subject matter, it's just being.
She can do her best with the full.
Exactly. But yes. There may not be everybody has their skills and assets, and you know, so every man may not be an expert in, you know, somebody expert in one subject matter or one thing, other. But whatever she is, yes.
Even cleaning
entirely,
yes. Someone can be expert, someone is.
Yes, yes, can be average, yes. So it's not, yeah. Okay.
Guruji,
okay.
If Ram left the Ayodhya and Dasar died, this is the highest the chance of the life. If we leave the body regarding Lord Krishna, the affection of the Lord Krishna is a very great chance.
Separation.
Yes, yes. The comment is from our audience here.
I'm Shastriji.
Shastriji, yes. From Vrindavan?
Yeah.
From Mathura.
From Mathura.
Vrindavan.
Yes, yes. That if when Dasarath Maharaj left the body, in the leaving of his body was in a so much so in separation of Lord Ramachandra. That is very positive because ante Narayana Smriti. At the end of the life, our goal is to remember Ram or Krishna. So Dasarath Maharaj's living body is very, very pleasant and very, very auspicious. And by leaving body in that separation of Lord Ramachandra, he is going back home back to Lord Krishna. Yes.
अंतकाल प्रभु आवत
नहीं यस
करो सो मेनी इयर्स मोनी वेट चेंज मेडिटेशन प्रे द गॉड सुप्रीम पावर प्लीज कम एट द टाइम ऑफ लीविंग द बॉडी बट दिस वेरी ग्रेट चांस इज द ह्यूमन बीइंग बॉडी ह्यूमन सोल फाउंड दिस चांस
यस
कोट को
यस
प्रो
Okay, who is the next one?
Gopi Narayana, separation.
Yes.
Not in the same context.
Yeah.
Like, of course, Lord Rama, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As there is a normal household life, so his son, like, leaving his body because his son is going away. Mm-hmm. Of course, he won't go back to Godhead. No, of course. The lesson in that. So that's how, like, the question come up, you know. If someone knows he's a Supreme Lord, so if he loves in that context, that's his course.
So I'm just repeating this because of the online people are here. So in the context of the Dasarath Maharaj leaving the body in the separation of Lord Ramachandra, in his circumstances, it happens so, that Lord Ramachandra is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself. But in general case, that's not the case, right? So what is the father or remembrance or try to make the attachment to his family, household life. What is his destination? The whole chapter is Narada Muni is giving. What is he saying? Ante yamyam pape smaram bhavam. As you remember, whatever things you remember at the time of death, as Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita chapter 8, yamyam pape smaram bhavam tyajayante. Whatever he receives, body as he remembers. As what is the goal for the devotees? Ante Narayana Smriti, Bhagavatam says. The end of life, the goal of the four devotees is to remember Lord Krishna or Narayana. Next question.
In a word, Nityananda Trayodashi, what does Trayodashi mean?
In a word, the Nityananda Trayodashi, what Trayodashi means? Trayodashi, it's like we have, in Sanskrit, we count the days. Ekadas, for example, we start from Pratipada. Pratipada is the first day. Dutiya, Tritiya, Chaturthi, Panchami, Sasti, Saptami, Astami, Navami, Dasami, Ekadasi, Dwadasi, and Trayodasi. It goes up to 15. Okay? So Trayodasi is the third day from the 13th day. In the waning or Shukla Paksha or Krishna Paksha?
Both.
There's 15 days each. The month is divided into half. So the 13th day is known as Trayodashi. Yeah? That's my instruction. Yes?
The translator said Puranjana was remembering his family with the family number.
Puranjana was remembering
his family with the family number?
Yeah. So you have to speak louder.
Puranjana was remembering his past feelings, but then I am kid. Everyone says kid has more remembrance than others. How can Puranjana remember past feelings?
So how come Puranjana remember?
He is comparing himself with Puranjana. I am kid. Everybody says kids got more memory than the older. So how come he remembers? I can't remember even how. What I did when I was more younger, you know, childhood age.
Yes, yes. There are certain things you don't remember in your life. If you are like, for example, if you are 80 years old, 50 years old, certain things you don't remember. However, some important things, important dealings, you still remember. I mean, Mahatmaji can tell he's now 84. He can remember almost. He's very good, he's got a very sharp memory. He can remember.
83.
Yes. But he may not remember what he ate when he was 10 years old in a certain day. Yes, he cannot. That's very detailed, minute. But he will remember some instances, like, you know, how his mother was behaving with him, or how his friend had in the grade 10 or 9, whatever he studied. He will remember things. They'll remember certain things, like in this example, that Puranjana remembers certain things, like being he was very attached to his wife. Yes? So that is his whole life he was dealing with his wife, so he remembers his wife. Yeah?
Well, yeah, I've got a last question.
Yes, sir.
Well, you said the four things. First, the other woman, we should look like a mother. And the second thing, the other wealth, look like a garbage.
Mm-hmm.
So how we can... Because that's the most problem in this world now.
There are so many problems, but we have to do it. That's what it says. We can't just go and, you see a beautiful woman? Can you go and just say, it's not
okay. One
example.
One
example for them. How to look at others.
How to look at other women? Oh.
One example.
An example of how to look at other women? As soon as you have.
Not women, the other's wealth is garbage.
I'm saying wealth.
It's wealth. It's a metaphor. It's given in a sense, it's not, real. What it means is when you see it, if you see it, somebody has fell a left, for example. If he's carrying a whole bag of money or millions of dollars in his bag, and you see it, what do you see it? What do you look at it? Not lusting, or you're not planning to go and kill him and then try to plunder him. It doesn't belong to me. It's not mine. As good as it is, there's a pebble in the street, that is as good as that.
You should have asked for themselves.
Everything belongs to Krishna. He said, so it's look at others' property and be satisfied with what you have. Don't encroach on others, that's what it means.
Yeah, maybe a lot of people look at others' car, Ferrari, you know, they, oh, I'm Ferrari. So
yes,
any
yes,
Ferrari
yes.
Because it's like any other car.
Exactly, yeah. Thank you. Okay, any others? Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bhagavatam ki jai.